Enterprise RAG that works: architecture, data quality, evaluation, and observability for reliable AI assistance. Most organizations that experiment with retrieval augmented generation, RAG, quickly discover a tough truth. The prototype impresses in a demo, then collapses under real-world scale, security, and quality demands. Enterprise RAG that actually earns production trust is not a prompt or a vector database. It is an engineered system whose reliability emerges from an end-to-end architecture, strong data foundations, rigorous evaluation, and deep observability. When those four pillars work together, AI assistants answer with context, cite sources, respect permissions, and continuously improve. When they do not, you get hallucinations, stale content, broken access control, runaway costs, and support tickets. This article translates hype into practice. It outlines a reference architecture, the data quality discipline that makes retrieval trustworthy, evaluation methods that track business outcomes rather than leaderboard scores, and the observability stack that turns opaque LLM pipelines into manageable software. Throughout, you will find pragmatic examples drawn from common enterprise patterns, policy assistance, troubleshooting guides, and knowledge portals, plus concrete techniques that avoid the most common RAG traps. Why RAG is the enterprise default and when it isn't. RAG lets an assistant ground responses in internal knowledge without fine-tuning a model on proprietary data, which is a win for privacy, freshness, and agility. You can ingest new documents and instantly answer questions about them while keeping sensitive content in your network and enforcing access controls at retrieval time. For many tasks, policy Q&A, IT help desk, SOP guidance, product documentation, RAG's retrieval stack is enough to produce accurate, cited answers that satisfy compliance and audit requirements. RAG is not a silver bullet. If your task requires deep reasoning over structured data, e.g., cross-ledger reconciliation, long-horizon planning, or generating content beyond the enterprise corpus, e.g., marketing creative, you may combine RAG with tool use, code execution, your selective fine-tuning. In regulated contexts, retrieval must respect record retention and legal hold rules. In low-resource languages, embedding and search quality can degrade unless you choose multilingual models and tailor chunking. The right move is to treat RAG as a backbone that can invoke additional tools where needed, rather than a monolith. Architecture that survives production. A production-ready RAG system is a pipeline. Data flows from sources to indexes, then through retrieval and synthesis, all wrapped in security and observability. The key is to design for correctness and evolution. Assume your sources change, your models improve, and your users will ask things your team never imagined. The architecture below emphasizes modularity, isolation of concerns, and measurable outcomes. Ingestion and connectors. Enterprises rarely have one knowledge base. Expect SharePoint and Google Drive living beside Confluence, Jira tickets, email archives, wikis, PDFs on network shares, walled-off vendor portals, and databases with reference tables. Build or buy connectors that can incrementally sync, detect new, updated, deleted documents, and emit change events. Rename, preserve metadata, authorship, timestamps, source URLs, access control lists, ACLs, and document types. Handle formats, DOCSX, PDF, HTML, Markdown, images with OCR, and semi-structured exports like CSV, JSON. Respect rate limits and legal boundaries, throttle APIs. Exclude confidential folders by policy, and capture consent. Real-world example, an insurer's policy assistant ingests policy riders from SharePoint, underwriting rules from Confluence, and regulatory guidance PDFs from a compliance portal. The ingestion job tags each item with line of business, jurisdiction, and effective dates so downstream retrieval can filter by context. Normalization and enrichment. Normalizing documents pays dividends. Standardize on a common internal schema with fields for text, structure, headings, tables, links, metadata, ACLs, and lineage. Enhance that schema with enrichment steps. Structure extraction. Parse headings, sections, lists, code blocks, tables of contents. Table normalization. Convert tables into aligned text or structured rows for table-aware retrieval. NER classification. Tag entities, products, SKUs, legal clauses, categories, jurisdictions. Canonical units. Fixed date formats, units of measure, currencies, and time zones. Source lineage, persist a deterministic document, ID and version, to tie every chunk back to the source. In manufacturing troubleshooting, this layer extracts part numbers and fault codes from manuals and case logs, enabling precise question routing. P0456 EVAP leak on 2021 model. Chunking and structure-aware splitting. Chunk size is not cosmetic. It determines retrieval quality and groundedness. Naive fixed-size splitting can sever definitions and examples, while giant chunks dilute relevance and blow token budgets. Aim for structure-aware chunking. Respect boundaries. Split by headings, paragraphs, or bullet groups. Keep tables and code blocks intact. Sliding windows. Overlap neighboring chunks by 10 to 20% to preserve context across boundaries. Semantic chunking. Break at discourse markers, e.g., example, note, procedure, using lightweight NLP. Fielded chunks. Store the section title, breadcrumb path, and local TOC for re-ranking and citation. For SOPs, a chunk might be one step with prerequisites and a hazard warning. That yields precise answers and makes citations point back to a human-readable section rather than a random page span. Embeddings, vectors, and index strategy. Choose embedding models based on language coverage, domain fit, cost, and vector dimension. Evaluate multilingual and domain-adapted options if your corpus includes jargon or non-English content. Store vectors in an index designed for your query mix. Vector search for semantic recall with HNSW or IVFPQ for performance. Keyword BM25 for exact terms, acronyms, and rare entities. Sparse dense hybrid, e.g., splayed plus dense, to capture both signals and boost recall at K. Filters on metadata and ACLs to enforce access at query time. Maintain multiple indexes when necessary, a primary knowledge index, a table-aware index, and a high-precision curated index for critical policies. Track embeddings versioning. When you upgrade models, re-embed incrementally and double-write during migration to avoid downtime. Retrieval orchestration and routing. Do not send every query through the same pipeline. Introduce a lightweight router that examines the query, user profile, and context signals, e.g., app surface. Selected product to pick a strategy. Simple Q&A, hybrid search, top K, cross encoder re-ranker. Tabular queries, detect table intent, table index, cell level snippets. Procedures, prefer documents tagged SOP and higher weights on steps and warnings.
Fallbacks. If retrieval confidence is low, ask a clarifying question or escalate to a human. Use re-ranking to improve precision. Cross-encoders or late interaction models, e.g. Colbert style, can reorder candidates using the full query to chunk interaction. Limit re-ranking to a small candidate set to control latency. A realistic target is P95 latency under 2 seconds for interactive assistance while preserving groundedness. Answer generation and grounding. Prompt the model to strictly use retrieved snippets, cite them, and avoid speculation. Techniques that help. Constrained prompting. Answer using only the provided context. If insufficient, say you don't know. Segmented synthesis. Generate per-chunk summaries, then merge and deduplicate facts. Attribution-first decoding. Attach a citation to each sentence or bullet as you generate, not as a post-process. Structured output. Return JSON with answer text, cited chunk IDs, confidence, and follow-up suggestions. In a legal knowledge assistant, grounding reduces risk. The answer references clause numbers and links to the governing template. If the corpus lacks coverage, the assistant declines and offers a request research action that opens a ticket with pre-filled context. Security, access control, and guardrails. Apply security at ingestion and retrieval. Bring the user's identity and group memberships to the query. Filter candidates by ACLs before re-ranking or generation to prevent leakage. Implement guardrails that include PII, PHI redaction in logs and traces, not in the user-facing answer unless policy requires it. Prompt catalogs with version control and approvals for regulated domains. Policy checks. Prevent actions that would produce unauthorized content, e.g. export of confidential docs. Safety filters for prompt injection, sensitive topics, and data exfiltration attacks inside context. Add output watermarks and immutable audit records for high-stakes answers. For vendor or SaaS LLMs, use private routing or on-prem options where necessary and ensure data residency and retention compliance. Caching, cost, and scale. RAG workloads contain ample reuse. Cache at 3 layers. Embedding cache. Deduplicate text segments before embedding. Shard by content hash. Retrieval cache. Memoize query. Candidates for frequent searches with short TTLs and query normalization. Retrieval cache. Cache final answers keyed by normalized query and top K document IDs. Batch embed offline, pre-compute re-rank features for hot content, and deploy dynamic K, fewer chunks for high confidence queries. Use smaller response models for short, factoid answers, and route to larger models only when necessary. Track cost per session and set budgets with automatic fallbacks. Deployment patterns. Two patterns dominate. A central knowledge platform with multi-tenant indexes and per-app retrieval policies, or federated deployments where each business unit runs its own RAG stack with shared tooling. Centralization simplifies governance and observability. Federation respects data domains and autonomy. In either case, design the platform as composable services, connectors, processing, indexing, retrieval API, generation service, and an observability plane that spans them. Use feature flags to roll out new models and prompts progressively. Data quality, the hidden driver of RAG precision. Improving data quality often moves the needle more than swapping models. Retrieval amplifies whatever you feed it. Duplicates, stale policies, and unlabeled drafts will surface. Treat RAG as a data product with explicit contracts and quality gates. Freshness, completeness, consistency. Define freshness SLOs by source, e.g., SharePoint Delta within 2 hours, regulatory portal within 24 hours. Fail the build if ingestion lags exceed thresholds. Monitor completeness by reconciling counts and sizes with source systems. Enforce consistency by rejecting malformed documents and tracking schema drift. If a team ships a new export format, the enrichment pipeline should fail loudly and alert owners. Source of truth and canonical mapping. Map every entity to a system of record. For example, a policy should have exactly one canonical record with stable identifiers that appear in all downstream chunks and citations. When sources conflict, codify precedence rules. Regulatory PDF overrides wiki. For end users, this eliminates the which doc is right confusion that erodes trust. Deduplication and canonicalization. Near duplicate documents are RAG poison. Deduplicate based on fuzzy hashing and semantic similarity, but also normalize boilerplate sections, e.g., headers, footers, disclaimers, to avoid indexing the same paragraph hundreds of times. Canonicalize cross-document references into clickable links that retrieval can surface as a bundle. Clause 14 refers to Annex B. PII, PHI handling and redaction. Detect sensitive fields during enrichment and apply purpose-specific policies. Redact in logs and traces. Mask in analytics. Allow visible in answers only if the user and use case permit. Store consent and retention metadata with each document and propagate it to chunks. This prevents accidental exposure when queries traverse older materials under legal hold. Chunk and embedding quality checks. Add automated checks. Average chunk length, overlap ratios, embedding coverage, and outlier detection for empty or non-textual chunks. Run spot audits with human reviewers on retrieved snippets for top queries. In one rollout, adding a simple heading present check for every chunk improved citation clarity significantly, because answers began referencing clear section titles instead of raw text blobs. Evaluation that reflects business reality. A reliable assistant earns trust through measured performance, not vibes. Combine offline benchmarks for fast iteration with online evaluation tied to outcomes. Design your evaluation so it breaks when quality degrades and improves when you ship real fixes. Offline, retrieval and generation metrics. Assemble a representative test set. 300 to 1,000 questions curated with SMEs. Balanced across topics, difficulty, and user roles. For retrieval, track recall at K, precision at K, MRR, and NDCG. For generation, measure groundedness. All claims supported by provided context. Factuality, no contradictions with context. And instruction adherence. Use human-in-the-loop labeling for a subset. supplement with automated checks like entailment classifiers to flag unsupported statements, and a citation verifier to ensure every atomic claim has a source. Online, user outcomes and guardrail violations.
Define success in terms the business values. Reduce time to answer, ticket deflection rate, case resolution first touch, or compliance coverage. Instrument thumbs up down. Answer used events. Copy, click citation, follow link, and abandonment.
A/B test changes to retrieval strategies or prompts. Track guardrail incidents, unauthorized access attempts, redaction failures, and prompt injection detections. When a change improves NDCG offline but increases abandonment online, revisit your chunking or prompt instructions.
Task-based SLAs and reliability budgets. Set task-level objectives. For policy Q&A, 95% of answers must be fully grounded with at least 2 citations within 2 seconds.
Allocate a reliability budget. Known failure modes, e.g., fresh doc not yet indexed, should be contained with mitigations such as I don't know responses, clarification prompts, or human escalation. The assistant is allowed to be uncertain. It is not allowed to be confidently wrong. Observability. Seeing inside the black box without observability. You cannot separate data issues from retrieval errors or model regressions.
Build an observability layer that treats the RAG pipeline like a distributed system with rich traces, metrics, and logs that protect privacy.
Tracing and structured events. Instrument each request with a trace ID. Emit spans for query parsing, retrieval per index, re-ranking, prompt assembly, LLM call, and post-processing. Attach structured fields, user role, app surface, model version, prompt ID, top K scores, token counts, and ACL filter results. OpenTelemetry works well for consistent ingestion into your backend. Redact or hash user queries and snippets in traces where policy requires it. Store full context only in a secure audit store with time-limited access. Metrics that matter. Monitor latency, P50, P90, P99 per stage. Cost per request and per session, retrieval depth, context size, and re-ranker acceptance rate.
Track answerability rate, non-empty grounded answers, citation density, claims per citation, and fallback rates.
Create dashboards by business unit and content source. When latency spikes, the trace should reveal whether the re-ranker overloaded or the vector index is thrashing.
Drift and index health watch for embedding drift when you upgrade models.
Distribution shifts in vector norms or cosine similarities can degrade recall. Run shadow evaluations during migration. Check index health, insertion lag, memory disk usage, recall of guard queries.
Trigger rebuilds if corruption or performance thresholds are crossed.
Content drift matters too. New jargon or product names require updated entity recognizers and synonym dictionaries.
Alerting in playbooks, alert on SLO breaches, latency, answerability, groundedness.
Ingestion backlogs and guardrail violations. Maintain runbooks with first steps, roll back prompt change, reduce K, disable re-ranker, switch to fallback model, or pause an offending connector. When a regulatory document changes, your playbook might trigger a priority re-index and a targeted evaluation run for affected queries. What counts as a pre-existing condition in state X?
Performance and cost. Make it fast and affordable.
Performance is a product feature.
Users won't wait for a perfect answer, and finance won't tolerate unbounded token spend.
Tuning RAG yields big wins without sacrificing quality. Hybrid retrieval first. Use BM25 plus dense vectors to boost recall. Then apply a compact cross-encoder for re-ranking.
Tune K and N for minimal latency at target recall.
Model routing. Respond with a small, fast model for straightforward fact queries. Escalate to a larger model when the query complexity or uncertainty rises.
Pseudo token discipline. Truncate and deduplicate context. Compress with per-chunk summaries and enforce hard caps.
Avoid sending tables as raw wide text. Render compact, column-selected views.
Pseudo caching. Cache retrieval and generation for hot queries. Shard and invalidate intelligently on document updates.
Pseudo approximate search.
HNSW IVFPQ with tight recall targets and pre-computed graph parameters.
Benchmark queries with hard negatives, acronyms, version policies. Prompt efficiency. Move instructions from verbose prose to compact, structured guidelines. Prefer bullet constraints and explicit output schemas. Batching and streaming. Batch embedding and re-ranking. Stream partial answers to improve perceived latency for long responses. In one manufacturing deployment, switching to hybrid search with a 32-8 two-stage re-rank and a small model for short answers cut P95 latency from 3.8 seconds to 1.6 seconds and reduced cost by 47% with no measurable drop in groundedness. Real-world patterns and anti-patterns, policy and compliance assistant pattern, map every policy and clause to canonical IDs, chunk by clause with cross-references, enrich with effective dates and jurisdictions, route by user role, agent versus, underwriter, anti-pattern, large PDF page chunks with no section titles, leading to vague citations and poor trust, IT help desk and troubleshooting pattern, detect error codes and product versions, prefer curated KB articles over user forum posts, include a try next ladder with escalating steps and safety warnings, anti-pattern, indexing chat logs without deduplication, causing the assistant to recommend outdated commands. Legal and contract review pattern. Retrieval over templates, playbooks, and clause libraries. Answer generation constrained to propose red lines with citations. Tool use to compare versions. Anti-pattern, allowing the model to invent fallback clauses when the library lacks a match. Implementation roadmap and organizational design. Assistant builds an entire organization with clear ownership and intentional guidelines for addressing concern problems. And stakeholder alignment. Team and roles. Product owner. Define scope, tasks, and success metrics with business partners. Data engineering. Connectors, enrichment, pipelines, SLAs, and data contracts. IRML engineers. Retrieval, embeddings, re-ranking, evaluation datasets, and metrics. Prompt LLM engineers. Props, grounding, tool use, safety policies. Security compliance. Access control models. Audit. Data residency, retention, UX change management, user onboarding, feedback loops, documentation, phased rollout, pilot on a narrow, high-value domain with strong data ownership, e.g., underwriting rules for one product line, build golden datasets, dashboards, and runbooks, expand sources and user roles, introduce routing, curated indexes, and more aggressive guardrails, keep tight evaluation and rollback processes, scale to multiple assistants or surfaces, search, chat, inline help. Standardize platform components and governance. And adopt a centralized observability plane. Operating the system. Set cadences for index refreshes, evaluation runs, error triage, and model upgrades. Treat prompts and retrieval configs as code with reviews, tests, and rollout gates. Incentivize SMEs to contribute source improvements, e.g. clearer headings, disambiguation pages by showing how it boosts assistant performance on their metrics. Align budgets with measurable savings, ticket deflection, time saved per query, and reinvest part of those gains into platform maturity. Putting it together, Enterprise RAG that works is an interplay of engineering, data, and operations. The architecture enforces grounding and performance. The data layer supplies structured, current, deduplicated knowledge. Evaluation translates quality into business outcomes. And observability makes it all governable. When you treat each pillar as essential and designed for change, assistants stop being demo toys and become dependable teammates, answering questions with context, citing sources, honoring permissions, and getting better every week.